News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now 3:53 PM. It is almost that time, folks. Almost ready to head into the long weekend. But coming up top of the hour, you're going to want to stay tuned because Dr. Jordan Vaughn, who's been with us several times, is going to be here to talk about issues related to the COVID vaccine for very, very young children. He's with an organization called Concerned Doctors, and they have just called upon the Department of Public Health to just put a cease and desist on that. We'll talk about that with Dr. Jordan Vaughn just after the top of the hour. Finishing up this section I've got right now on Fit to Fight. And there's more in my stack that I can even get to. That's what happens when I've got a part of the triple dipper that laps over from day to day to day, and I finally get to it, but I keep adding to it in the process. So there's no way I can get to all the stuff I've got. But I find it fascinating that as liberals look at the military, they see an opportunity to do liberal stuff with a group that has resources that they like to use. I mean, they'll talk about, we don't need the militarization of the police forces. We can't let military surplus gear go to police forces. But they're all about, hey, can we use that? Can we use that asset? Can we use that for something over here? Well, how about this? This one. I mean, I know on the one hand that they had to get the stuff here. The baby formula shortage. I'm sorry. The baby formula shortage has been a big deal. It's a big deal in my family. I mean, we've got a grandbaby right now that uses the exact formula that has been so hard to find. One of the exact formulas has been so hard to find. But that being said, I look at it and think, okay, that's interesting. When you look at a story on Reuters dated May 22nd, maybe some of y'all saw this, 5 days ago, a military cargo plane carrying the first shipment of infant formula from Europe to help address a critical shortage in the United States landed in Indianapolis on Sunday, and the White House said a second flight had been arranged. And the Agricultural Secretary, Tom Vilsack, was there to greet the plane on its arrival, clapping and thanking them for stepping in. Folks, that is, to me, I find it questionable that that's the role of the U.S. military. I made a point on social media that they just turned the U.S. Air Force into a giant Uber Eats. It's literally, you know, C-5s flying in baby formula to stock the shelves in the United States. Are you telling me they couldn't find the means to contract commercial air somewhere? What they did was they took the U.S. military and they used it to fly to Europe to pick up pallets of baby formula. Not to rush them to the aid of a foreign nation, not to put them into a place of natural disaster, just simply to stock the shelves on basically an emergency created by the Biden administration. The Biden administration then used its military to go to Europe and get baby formula that had been banned before and bring it over here and stock the shelves. To me, that is an absolute unjust and unwise use of military assets. This should have been something that if they want to do it, I get it. But you know what? Agricultural Secretary Tom Vilsack, who greeted them on their arrival, clapping and thanking them for their time and just going on about how roughly 17,000 children are the beneficiaries of this formula. You know what, Ag Secretary? You've got a budget. Contract the aircraft and go get it. But using the military to fill the grocery shelves, to me, is not appropriate when there's not a national emergency in place. And the White House says that another load it's probably already been delivered by now. Seeking to stock empty shelves of 1.5 million containers of Nestle specialty infant formulas, Biden last week invoked the Cold War era Defense Production Act in order to help increase supplies. Well, you created the issue, Mr. Biden, but here we go. Here's another one. As we get down to the end of this segment, I'm never going to get to the end of this stack of stuff, dadgummit. But I was talking to a young Army officer not long ago. You know, I spent a lot of years doing the APFT, the Army Physical Fitness Test, running the 2 miles, doing the push-ups, and doing the sit-ups. At Ranger School, we had to go ahead and add in the pull-ups. But it was just natural. It was a pain. I mean, to this day, I'll do push-ups. I'm not much of a runner. But, you know, while I didn't like sit-ups, I thought crunches would have worked. Nonetheless, it was what it was. And the APFT did not require a great deal of equipment and things you had to have on hand. And yes, you had to take a morning to be able to get the APFT done, but once you were done, you were done. No other assets except for a stopwatch and maybe a pad to lay on the ground so you can do your sit-ups. But y'all, they have spent millions and millions of dollars over the last few years designing something that is supposed to be more like functional fitness called the Army Combat Fitness Test. And it came out, and they had everything from deadlifts to shuttle runs to sprints to, you know, throwing things over your head. And I get it. It's functional fitness. I'm not averse to that. It's like CrossFit in a sense. But they've now begun to scrap it before they even implement it. We're looking at it right now because what they determined was too many female members of the service were actually not able to do some of the ab work because they were doing a thing called a leg tuck where you hang and, you know, raise your legs and do leg tucks. It was too hard. So Congress mandated they go back to the drawing board and spend millions of more dollars to come up with, now they're going to do planks. Old men like me do planks. Planks are good, but why did we change the APFT to do something that they're now even saying they might have changed the name away from the Army Combat Fitness Test because it no longer matches what they would consider to be combat functions? Well, that's what happens when woke gets into the military, folks. Makes things easier. Everybody gets a trophy. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, Dr. Jordan Vaughn talking about COVID vaccines for kids. We'll see how that goes. Be right back.